I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Tuesday evening, May 2nd, 2017. A man who pleaded guilty to sexually abusing a foster child in Mecosta County is heading to prison. 66-year-old Marvin Bowman of Big Rapids was sentenced to between 30 and 50 years on Monday after he pleaded guilty to sex crimes against a young girl from 2005 to 2016 in Big Rapids Township. He was set to stand trial on the charges on April 11th, but reached a plea agreement with the prosecutor's office. He will also have to register as a sex offender and GPS monitoring for life. Wolverine Worldwide is getting a tax break from the city of Big Rapids. The city council approved an industrial facilities exemption certificate for the company at Monday's council meeting. Part of the agreement for the tax break is improved trees for the streets, which has been completed, and improving the parking lot at 4th Avenue and Baldwin Street, which is currently underway. Big Rapids City Manager Mark Gifford adds the tax break is not as big as it may seem.
Wolverine will not have to pay those portion of taxes on their new addition, not the whole facility. It's just the addition portion.
Gifford says another condition of the tax abatement agreement is adding new jobs at the facility. Today is election day for residents in the Big Rapids Public School District. Superintendent Tim Haste says he hopes voters will make it possible to continue the kind of programs that have made Big Rapids Public Schools among the top 50th percentile in school rankings across the state.
May 2nd is our operational millage renewal. That's our annual renewal on non-homestead properties. Our community has been very supportive of that in years past, and we are very grateful for their continued support.
The ballot proposal asks voters in Mecosta and Newaygo counties to increase the tax to 18 mils for 2017. Under legislation signed into law by Governor Rick Snyder, Michigan school districts can now use lease purchase agreements to finance energy efficiency upgrades.
It really is a great tool to potentially allow more dollars to reach directly into those classrooms and help kids. So I'm very, very blessed and very pleased that I could get the bill signed.
State Representative Beth Griffin says districts can now enter into multi-year contracts with their service provider to help improve energy conservation. Funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative appears to be safe for now. Revision of President Trump's original $1 trillion spending bill did away with money for the project, but as of Sunday, the current funding was put back in. Many members of Congress are hopeful the proposal, which funds federal government spending through September 30th, will pass later this week. However, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow cautions against what might happen in the next round of budget talks. A new study says a common pesticide impairs honeybees. The study by the University of California Biology Department says thiamethoxam, which is often used on crops like corn, soybeans, and many vegetable and fruit crops, affects the ability of bees to fly. Earlier this year, the EPA said in a preliminary risk assessment that four pesticides, including thiamethoxam, do not pose significant risks to bee colonies. Earlier this month, the EPA reported receiving petitions from Dow Chemical to ignore the findings of federal scientists who point to a family of widely used pesticides as harmful to about 1,800 critically threatened or endangered species. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources says fish have tested positive for a virus known to have infected more than 30 species in the Great Lakes and other inland lakes. The fish kill is expected to grow to more species and to affect tens of thousands of fish. The fish deaths should reduce when water temperatures exceed 60 degrees. The Michigan Department of Transportation says 20 people died on Michigan roadways since last week, making a total of 301 this year. In addition, 96 more were seriously injured for a statewide total of 1,522. Compared to last year at this time, there are 26 more fatalities and 392 more serious injuries. Some U.S. soldiers will be getting a little taste of home in the next few days. Steve Gove has the story.
Mecosta County residents came out to CK's Place to give back to servicemen and women who are stationed around the country and the globe. The annual Jerky for the Troops event took place Monday. The event allows anyone to send a box filled with venison jerky, candy, personal care items, and other items to active duty military members. It's been going on for the last 15 years. Kay Sharp, a Mecosta resident, has been participating for over 10 years.
We went to town and purchased $100 worth of hard candy, gum, deodorant, stuff like that, and the kids helped us put them in the boxes, and now we're shipping them out. I think it's great. Colin's been doing it for a long time, and I think it's wonderful that he does this for the troops.
More than 700 pounds of jerky will be sent to military members through the program this year. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
That's the news for Tuesday evening, May 2nd, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.